Hello, this is Scott DeVore, aka Devo.
And I'm Ashley Struble.
And together,
we are your BEA Sports Medicine team. Today, we are going to provide information on specifics for the daily care of your student athlete. Our hours of operation and the athletic training coverage includes on Monday through Friday, we will be here from 2 to 6 for practice coverage. We also provide coverage for all home BEA athletic events as scheduled, grades 7 through 12, and also away varsity football games and postseason events. We have two athletic training rooms in the school. The high school athletic training room is located next to the fitness room near the high school gymnasium, which is primarily used in the winter season. Our auxiliary gym athletic training room is located inside the auxiliary gymnasium, and we work primarily out of this location in the fall and spring. All student athletes should bring their own water container. We do not provide bottles due to COVID-related restrictions and guidelines. It is important for all athletes to hydrate properly prior to workouts and eat all meals in a balanced diet daily if possible.
As far as athletic training procedures, there's a schedule posted inside and outside the athletic training room regarding hours of operation, rules, and procedures. As far as our daily treatments, schedule and care, at the end of the school day or prior to practice, student athletes that are currently injured need evaluation for a new injury or need treatment and taping procedures, concussion management, should report to the athletic training room at that time. Care is provided on a first-come, first-served basis. Priority is given to teams traveling before the end of the school day or at the end of the school day for away events or practices off-site. All taping, stretching, treatment, rehab, concussion management, injury evaluations all occur during that time, 2 to 6 time period, Monday through Thursday. After they check in and sign in daily, staff will provide continual reminders for social distancing, frequent sanitizing. Masks will not be required to be worn in the athletic training room or the auxiliary gym treatment area, but students may wear them if they choose to do so. Each treatment area will be wiped down after each use, and sanitizer will be readily available to be used frequently as needed. All sports medicine staff members will sanitize after each treatment with their hands before treating any other student athletes.
So our setup for the auxiliary athletic training room and gymnasium, we will continue to have social distancing guidelines and facility capacity. All stationary equipment, treatment tables, and taping stations will be positioned so that there is about 3 to 6 feet that can be maintained between patients. There will only be 5 to 6 athletes and 2 staff members max allowed in the athletic training room at a time for taping, injury evaluation, and hands-on treatment. This is to prevent infection risk due to overcrowding. There will be 3 additional treatment tables, bikes for cardio, and equipment for rehab in the auxiliary gym, as well to maintain the proper flow of athletes for them to better prep for practice. This also provides additional space for the staff to get athletes to games and practices more efficiently. As far as facility flow is concerned, entry into the athletic training room will be through the door in the auxiliary gym and exit to the rear outside door. All athletes must wait in line in the auxiliary gym area prior to entering the athletic training room. All athletes should follow all rules in the athletic training facility and be respectful and courteous to others. Patience is always necessary. There will be 3 separate areas set up for rehab, concussion rehab, and cardio set up for social distancing in the auxiliary gym. Only 1 athlete per section will be allowed in each of these areas at a time. There will be 3 to 4 treatment tables in that area and chairs. There will also be 2 hand sanitizing stations in the gym and 2 in the athletic training room. All tables and any rehab or cardio equipment will be sanitized after each use. The athletic training room and all gym areas utilized daily will be completely sanitized each day. There will be students from Lock Haven as well as from the high school in these areas to make sure you will be social distancing.
As far as injury evaluation assessment, all evaluation procedures will be performed electronically by the staff via iPads. Gloves will be worn during certain treatments and for wound care. Also be worn for soft tissue mobilization, joint mobilization, and massage. Protect the staff and the athlete. The other trends, we evaluate athletes' injuries based on the level of evaluation and decide on the appropriate care for that athlete. Any follow-up treatment and care will be based on established protocols. If the injury is more extensive and requires further medical attention, to be seen by a physician, you as the parent's guardian or parent will be contacted. The information gathered during the evaluation provides the basis for our decisions that are made to determine the appropriate care that is necessary, any follow-up that is necessary as well. Reevaluation will be done as well to determine when they can return to play, and also allow the athlete to know what they are allowed to do on a practice, to practice on a daily basis. Post-injury rehab will be performed or provided with home exercises through their email, through a MedBridge program. All rehab sheets as well will be sent via email to their student email address as well. All the rehab we do here is in-house on site. Any athletes requiring further rehab or more extensive rehab, that could be done at Dreher with an extension of our athletic training room for anywhere from 4 to 5 treatments for free. Anything additionally can be done through physician request as far as a referral or through direct access. Rehab at the school takes place at school Monday through Friday. We also occasionally have a injury clinic on Saturdays post football games. Depending upon the amount of injuries we have on Friday night. Anything beyond that, we can set up an appointment to do so.
So next I will address the injury policy. So this policy was included and should have been signed by you and the student athlete in your physical packet. So for parent and guardian contact regarding injuries, parents and or guardians will be contacted in the event of a medical emergency or significant injury that requires further referral to a licensed physician. But you are encouraged to call or email the licensed athletic training staff regarding any concern or injury progress for the student athlete. Our contact information is provided below. Student athlete and parent responsibilities with injury management. All athletes and coaches must continue to report all injuries to the licensed athletic training staff in accordance with the BEA return to play policy when they happen on a daily basis. All injured student athletes must follow up and be cleared for return to participation in accordance with the BEA return to participation policy. Any athlete recommended by the licensed athletic training staff to be seen for an injury by a physician must follow up with a physician and secure a written release prior to return to participation. The BEA licensed athletic training staff can also provide you the option to contact a physician of your choice and facilitate the appointment for you. If an athlete is seen by a physician for an injury, they must secure a written release from the physician prior to return to play. That note should be provided directly to the licensed athletic training staff, and we will provide a copy to the head coach after receiving it from you and your student athlete. If a note is not provided to the athlete or parent by the physician's office, the licensed athletic training staff can contact the physician and get verbal confirmation if the physician's office is open and secure a written release via fax or email within 24 hours. All student athletes suspected of having a concussion must be reported to the licensed athletic training staff immediately, and this is in accordance with the Pennsylvania state law and the Safety in Youth Sports Act. Student athletes may not return to these activities in any shape or form unless authorized to do so by the licensed athletic training staff and or attending physician. The decision regarding the availability of a student athlete to participate in practice or competition will be the sole responsibility of the licensed athletic training staff and the attending physician. This has been outlined in the BEA return to participation policy.
For return to participation to athletics, for us to base return, full range of motion of the injured joint, full strength of the injured joint, functional assessment and functional return to play. We'll do sport-specific testing and policies and guidelines for these type of injuries that are outlined as directed by the CDC, PA State, National Federation, NATA, PIAA, and the Baltimore Area School District. Our return to participation policy, just like the injury policy, is something that has been included in the physical packet and has been signed by you and the athlete as well. Following the complete physical assessment for an injury, the ATC licensed athletic trainer may or at his or her discretion return a student athlete to practice competition. If the athlete has been seen by a physician for a specific injury, pathology, post-surgical, the physician and the athletic trainer will determine when the athlete returns to play in practice or competition. Student athletes that have been seen by a physician or licensed professional must provide a written release to return to play. If the athlete does not provide that prior to return to play, they cannot participate in the game or practice on that given day. The approved licensed medical professionals that can return an athlete to play outside a physician, or as a physician, medical doctor, MD or DO, may include a specialist with the credentials MD or DO, a dentist, DMD, podiatrist, DPM. We cannot accept any or receive any clearance for student athletes to return participation from clearance from a chiropractor or physical therapist, since they are not under the discretion of our licensing board. Our licensure is under the Pennsylvania Board of Medicine and Board of Osteopathic Medicine. As far as general concussion management goes, we do a baseline test, concussion vital signs, prior to the beginning of the season for athletes that have not tested in the prior year, or for any athletes who have received a concussion in the prior year. All testing is done on the laptops of the student athlete at home and not on their phones. All suspected injuries